Why do Muslim schools fail all over the world? This is the question. Inshallah, we're going to listen to six reasons why Islamic schools fail. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa liyu salihin wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasul. Why do Islamic schools fail? The question is. Now, I've been around the world for the past, 12, 13 years, 15 years, you can say, a decade and a half, pretty much. Traveling, working with different Muslim communities in different educational projects. As a teacher first, then as a school principal, as an educational consultant, working with different Muslim communities, trying to figure out how to get Muslims schools to work. Be it starting schools, be it helping schools, evaluating schools. Muslim schools, why do they fail? Okay, so let us look at it. I wrote 6 points based on my personal experience, and you guys can give me your experience as parents, as teachers, as school owners, investors, whatever you might be. So let us go. Bismillah. Point number one. First thing first, we don't have our own curriculum. We keep Islamicizing the non-Muslim curriculum. We have this post-colonial, being colonized. And of course, when the non-Muslims came to our lands, they basically brought in their own education system. The best schools in Pakistan, India, the missionary schools, Africa, the same thing, right? They invested in it and their curriculums. And what we've done is, be it it's British curriculum or American curriculum, it's based on kufr. Their philosophy of education, as good as it sounds like, as much as it looks like good, it is based on kufr or non-Islam. I mean, that's what it is, kufr. So a lot of people don't think, what's the problem? This is academics. You have this like dichotomy type of argument. We're like, this is academics and this is Islam. We want best Islamic school and best academics. We want a school that focuses on Islam, Quran, this and that, and academics. Since when is Islam separated from life? What is academics in the end? The study of what is life? So when is Islam separated from that? So we don't have our own curriculum. There's no government in this world that is pushing for an Islamic curriculum. Doing your master's, PhD, research on how, grassroots level, go back to the Quran, Sunnah, and develop the prophetic curriculum. Yeah, there's some documents. Yes, I know some of the scholars have written some books. But there is, bottom line, we do not have our curriculum. Who says you have to be in a classroom? Who says you have to be in, according to age, class like that? Who says you have to be this way or that way? Or in a classroom anywhere with chairs and desks? Who says this is the way to go about it from this time to this time with books and this and that? Come on, guys. We don't have our curriculum. We are building on a foundation that is based on kufr. I know people are going to debate that. You're welcome. Number two, it's for profit. Well, as much as people say, no, there's this, there's that, there's exceptions here. Education should never be based on profit. It should be waqf. It should be a project supported by governments and so on. When it's for profit, the outcome is going to be about cost. And it's always about cost cutting. And guess what? It's going to be lower salaries, not so good desks, lower resource qualities. Lower salaries means not so good teachers. Teachers are paid horrible. What do you think you get? You're going to get a great teacher when you pay peanuts? No, you won't. So why do people worry? Why do people wonder that schools are failing? So low salaries, poor teachers, poor resources, because it's about cost cutting. It's always about, in the mind of the investors and those who run the school, it's always about, are we making enough? It's about numbers. It's not about quality and education. Trust me, even if it's in the back of the mind, they don't realize it. They say, no, this is a problem. It's a sadaqah project. It is for the sake of Allah. Fisabilah. You keep getting that, right? To the teachers. Oh, brother, you're doing it for the sake of Allah. Take a pay cut for the sake of Allah. Well, that's what you get. You get a failing school because you have people who are not happy. All right, number three, management. Usually unqualified masjid board type of management. IT, engineering, doctors. Very few educators, if any. And everyone is an expert except for the person who studied his whole life in education, So Allah says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَحْلِ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَتَعْلَمُونَ. You go back to the scholars, the people of knowledge who know, even in this field. But no, everyone's an expert, including parents, who because they've invested money or because they know the board or someone will get involved and they're going to push their hand. Okay? So, sadly, these people are not educators. These people don't understand the philosophy of education. They don't have the knowledge, but they are the ones running it, right? Because it's golden rule. Whoever has the gold makes the rules. And that's why Islamic schools fail. And that's why masjids fail a lot of times, because everyone's a sheikh. All right, number four, internal politics. So now that's the next thing that comes in, right? Internal politics is everywhere. People fight, argue, you know, I know, I don't know, you know, blah, blah, blah. Waste of resources, waste of energy equals, guess what? Low quality education, right? Because all the time and the resources and energy spent a lot of time on politics. So the environment, the climate of the company is toxic, is negative. People don't trust each other. There's fear, there's arguments, masjid, you know, get involved, the board fights, you know. And guess what? Who suffers? Well, teachers and the staff, which translates into, you know, not quality time with the students, instructional time. So the students in the end are the ones who suffer, because they get a grumpy, sad, depressed, anxious teacher or principal or whatever, and it will affect them. It always affects the students. All right, so environment is so important. Climate of work. People should go to work and feel happy. When there's politics, it doesn't. And Islamic schools have a lot of politics, like masjid boards and all that in the West. By the way, this is all over the world. This is not only in the West, all over the world. All right. Environment. Physical environment. While non-Muslims hire professionals to design, purpose-build schools, their educators themselves, even the designers of the schools, have studied education to understand how to, what kind of size of desk, where does the light come from, what kind of size of windows, position of the school, this and that. We buy old buildings, old churches, old schools that the non-Muslims don't even want anymore. And they look like jails. And then we put our kids in there and expect them to be scholars. Okay? It doesn't work like that. They're dirty. They're disorganized. Low quality. Even the colors matter. If you understand educational psychology, even the colors have, you know, certain, like, there's colors that are conducive for education, for learning, for creativity. It's research-based. But Muslims don't care. We get jails, we get old churches. Here you go, there's an Islamic school. Study. Oh, why are the schools failing? Because environment is important. Read what's called The Third Teacher. It's about environment. All right. And last but not least, number six, the application of the curriculum. You know, sit down, memorize. What's going on? Is this a sunnah? Just memorize? Yes, important to memorize. The Quran, Hadith. But is that all that it is? Problem is that it's not. There's no connection to real life. There's no problem solving. There's no application. There's no active learning. When we look at the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, when we read the hadith, Hayatul Sahaba, the seerah, we find active learning. The Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba moving, going around, battles, this, that. They learned while moving. They learned in the environment. They solved problems. They applied themselves. For us, it's theory. Memorize, which is important. I'm not putting down memory. People say, but the Quran has to be memorized. Of course it has to be. Omar took him 10 years to memorize Surah Baqarah. Some Sahabas did not memorize the Quran, but who they were. Today it seems that it's all about just memory, memory, memory. Sit down in a desk, gain some weight, and memorize, memorize, memorize. Theory, theory, theory. No application, no problem-based. No, this is against the Sunnah. I challenge you to go back to the Sunnah of the Prophet and the Ahadith, the Sahih Ahadith, and see how did he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teach. And that's why it leads me back to point number one. We don't have our curriculum, grassroots, Quran and Sunnah. Why are we American, British, Canadian, Australian? Oh, brother, how dare you? Yes, I dare, because I'm an educationalist. I was a teacher, school principal, consultant, and I see that these are the reasons. Personally, I believe that. You're free to comment, inshallah. Whoever you are, I'm sure you've dealt with Islamic schools. Let me know what you think in the comments. But these are the six reasons I believe Muslim schools fail. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.